نتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. أبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in a day or two, we're going to be approaching the last 10 days of Ramadan. Not too long ago, we have this happiness and this big smile in our face that we are about to start Ramadan. Believe it or not, Ramadan is about to leave. We are approaching the last third of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan. What does it mean to me? What does it mean to you? What we understand when we know that Ramadan is about to leave doesn't mean occupation in preparation for Eid, but it is the time for us to be more active, to struggle more, to worship more, to remember more, to recite more, to visit the mosque more. This, what does it mean? Because this is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has been reported in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, qala kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ashwad al-nas كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشود الناس، وكان أشود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل عليه السلام، وكان جبريل يلقاه في كل ليلة من رمضان فيدارسه القرآن. فلرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين يلقاه جبريل أشود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be the most generous person among all the human beings. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be more generous in Ramadan. And Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to visit the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every night in Ramadan to study the Quran with him. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made by Jibreel, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more generous than the breeze carrying the water or carrying the rain. So this is the behavior of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generosity is one of the main elements of Islam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated in his action, in his behavior, to give from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you, to spend from what Allah provided for you, to spend from your time, from your knowledge, from your experience for the others, all this part of the generosity. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous man among all his ummah and all mankind until the day of judgment. And especially in Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be more generous. Brothers and sisters, usually when we talk about generosity, people talking about money, or people thinking that somebody is going to ask them to donate for a cause, one of the causes of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us another lesson in generosity, especially in Ramadan. He extended himself every night for the study of the Quran. Because you can give from your money, you can give from your time, but when you give yourself to Allah, this is the most generous way. You are not giving money, you are not giving time, you are not assisting a person, you are giving yourself towards your Creator. You are showing your appreciation by spending your time with your Creator, reciting His words. And this was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially in the last 10 days, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us to come for Qiyam al-Layl, for Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us and guided us that we fasted during Ramadan. Now, when is the last 10 days approaching, you need to show more generosity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means you need to give yourself more. You need to extend yourself more towards the obedience and the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bees with her, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر أحيى الليل وأيقظ أهله وشد المئزر. متفق عليه. Here Aisha, and the report comes from the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which she observed his action during the night. The last 10 days, when they approach the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he in a different mood, more active, like he putting it in the second gear or the third gear, more power, more energy, more towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What used to be the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the last 10 days approach, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahya al-layl. He used qawmin layla illa qalila. But now it's different. Before, stand up during the night, except little. He goes sleep part. But when the last 10 days comes, ahya al-layl. All the night, most of the night, this is the generosity. Showing yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Standing in your feet, reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أحيى الليل وأيقظ أهله, and he will waken up his family. Now the whole family needs to get involved, not only the husband, not only the man, because you as a leader and you as a husband, you need to show concern and more love towards your family, so you want them to get involved in the blessings of Ramadan and the blessings of the last 10 days. So especially in the last 10 days, أَيْقَدَ أَهْلَهِ, he will wake up his family. Although they're tired, they used to work, they used to serve, they did not have washing machines, they did not have a vacuum cleaner, they work more hard than our women today. Basically everything inconvenience in our life, bush and button, they used to work hard. And we understand that the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in asking for assistance, for a slave. Why? Because she used to work very hard and she could not take it anymore. Came asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for assistance. Will he lend her or give her one of the slaves that came last night? So they used to work hard. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wake them up, especially in the last 10 days. What else does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? وشد المئزر. And this can be expression, kinaya, عن اعتزال النساء. I, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam totally devoted towards his Lord. Now no share for the wife. Now no share for the bed. Now is the time to get more closer to Allah. Because Ramadan is about to leave. Ramadan about to depart. So let me take the advantage. Let me take the last look. Let me try to have the last touch before I leave. It's only 10 days. And Allah knows best if you're going to see it again or not. If you're going to be alive again when Ramadan comes or not. وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرْ. Depart. Now he leaves the house. Now he stay away from his wife. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he separated himself because he has something more important in his life. He stay away from the people, he stay away from the worldly affair and get more indulged in ibadah and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or shadd al-mi'zar means that a person, like when you're about to leave and get things ready, now this is also another expression. Now you try to make more preparation towards the last 10 days. So my dear respected brothers in Islam, departure of Ramadan does not mean to forget about Ramadan and preparing for toys and new clothes and sweets and candy and balloons and all the things. Let's try to take advantage of Ramadan before it leaves. You will have enough time to celebrate the Eid. You will have enough time to buy toys. Take Ramadan, take the advantage of the last 10 days before depart. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في رمضان ما لا يجتهد في غيره وفي العشر الأواخر منه ما لا يجتهد في غيره. This is the guidance of the Prophet. This is the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to extend himself towards Allah in Ramadan more than any other month. More ibadah, more tilawah, more zikr, more salah, more sadaqah, more kindness and generosity towards the people. And he's more generous and more active and more extending his life towards Allah in the last 10 days. So brothers and sisters, Ramadan has to be different from Rajab and Sha'ban and the months before. And the last 10 days of Ramadan have to be different from the beginning of Ramadan. It's time to get ready. Put it in the second gear. Give it more power, more energy. Go towards forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go for Laylatul Qadr, because it's waiting in the last 10 days. An Aisha radiallahu anha qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من العشر الاواخر من رمضان. Seek the night of Qadr, the night of power, the night of decree in the last odd numbers in the 10 days. So brothers and sisters, we are here about getting a great prize. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Indeed, we have revealed this Quran in ليلة القدر, in the night of decree. And who can tell you about the value and the significance of ليلة القدر? Indeed, ليلة القدر is not equal. ليلة القدر better than a thousand months. سبحان الله. A credit. You will be credited for one night of ibadah equal to 82 years of ibadah in a few months. سبحان الله. Look at the generosity of Allah. Look at the karam of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And after this we get involved in something else. No, you don't know. It can be the night of the 21st. It can be the night of the 23rd. It can be the night of the 25th. It can be the night of the 27th. It can be the night of almost the last night, the 29th. And this actually will everybody almost getting involved. Where? In the market, not in the mosque. No, brothers. No, sisters, we have a credit of 82 years can be added to your sahifa of amal, can be credited to you for only worshiping Allah for one night. Is it too much for us? Is it too much for us to show our appreciation, to show our gratitude to Allah? Because Allah has guided you and make you Muslim, that Allah has enabled you to fast Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the means for you that you have iftar and that you have taraweeh. How many Muslims in that day, they did not have even roof over their head, they did not have something to break the fast? Are we going to be grateful to Allah, showing our gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the last 10 days. فكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد فيها ما لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِهَا مِنَ الْلَيَالِي. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to be more active in ibadah, more indulged in the remembrance of Allah, more than any other time. Therefore, I call in you, reminding myself as well as you, that you take advantage of this Ramadan and take advantage of the last 10 days and to try to take advantage of Laylatul Qadr. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, today is Ramadan. Soon we're going to be talking and say, today is not Ramadan. So take advantage of Ramadan before it's not Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. Let's observe the family of the Prophet, which is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to وأيقظ أهله وشد المئذر. He used to wake them up for itikaf, make them get up for qiyam al-layl. Now what they concern? They concern about a new clothes for the Eid, sweet and candy and basbousa and balloons. Listen, Aisha radiallahu anha, say, O Prophet of Allah, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ عَلِمْتُ أَيُّ لَيْلَةٍ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ مَا أَقُولُ فِيهَا. قال قولي اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. All prophet of Allah, if I realize that this is Laylatul Qadr, what I should see, this is my concern. I may be blessed with Laylatul Qadr. I may get the sensation and the feeling that this is Laylatul Qadr, what I should be doing. Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen, may Allah be pleased with her concerning about Laylatul Qadr. And how she's supposed to behave in Laylatul Qadr, and what is the best thing to do or to say in Laylatul Qadr. This is the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the behavior of the Sahaba. They are living Ramadan, not living the Eid in Ramadan. They are living Ramadan, and they live in the spirit of Ramadan, and they want to see how they can gain as much as they can from Ramadan before Ramadan departs. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Subhanallah, even the supplication that the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching here doesn't involve the anything of this material thing. Don't call in a new car, a bigger house, more children. No, something more important. Yes, the akhirah, while you are in the dunya. Oh Allah, you are the most forgiving, and you love forgiveness, so forgive me. This is what you should be caring for. All what you concern to leave this Ramadan, and to leave the last period, and to leave this life with forgiveness. This is all what you concern. This is the most important thing, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that when we leave Ramadan, that we are been free from the fire. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai hadha al-shahr ya rabbal alameen. This has to be our main concern, that when Ramadan is finished, we are being given freedom from the fire. That when the last 10 days leaving, that we are from those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees them free from hellfire. Say Aisha, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are afu. You are the most forgiving one. You are the one who let it go. You are the one who able to punish, but you let it go because this is your generosity. Because this is your generosity, Allah. So Allah, you love this. You love to see us forgiving each other. You love to see us pardoning each other. So Allah, what about you? Let me go. Forgive me, Allah. Don't punish me, Allah. Include me in your forgiveness, Allah. This was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching his wife. Brothers and sisters, remember that we're still in Ramadan. And one of the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do when Ramadan is about to leave and the last 10 days approach, he would go in itikaf, in seclusion. Not only shadd al-mizar and stay from his wife, but he even leave in his house. Leaving all the occupation, going inside the mosque and staying there for 10 days. Why don't you try it for one night? And you feel yourself like, wow, a whole night. You only start at Maghrib and you did not even miss 24 hours yet. The Prophet ﷺ stay 10 days because he has something there. He has enjoyment. He have relaxation, he have communication, he have something so valuable in his life. He's in communication with Allah. He's closer to his beloved one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he forgot about the house, about the bed, about the wife, about everything. He's only in seclusion, only to be there for Allah. This is a real generosity. That you give yourself to Allah. not the little money and the little donation here and there. It's time that we try to give ourselves to Allah. Try. The minimum of ihtikaf that you can make one night. And the sunnah that you make, 10 nights. We should try to make some ihtikaf. And to try to have seclusion from the worldly things and focusing only salah, zikr, recitation of the Quran. Maybe Allah will bless us with the sweetness of the faith. Maybe Allah will make it a means of increasing our iman, increasing our iman. Maybe Allah will make it a way to minimize this dunya and material thing in our life, and that the akhirah became our main goal and our main object. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness for my sins and all the Muslims and all the believers everywhere, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Ramadan as a means of forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from from those people whom Allah has set them free. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the love of the deen, the love of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of the house of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to give from our own self to Allah. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those whom radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, those whom Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.